This podcast episode is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not medical advice. Peptides and research compounds are not FDA approved for the treatment of long COVID. Always talk to a qualified medical professional before starting, stopping, or combining any medication, supplement, peptide, or injectable therapy. If you have chest pain, trouble breathing, severe fatigue that is worsening, fainting, neurological symptoms, or signs of blood clots, seek emergency care immediately. Welcome back to the Peptide Effect Podcast. Today we're talking about a topic that has impacted millions of people, and for many, it has completely changed their life. Long COVID. And I want to say right up front, if you're dealing with long COVID, you are not crazy, you are not weak, and you are not making it up. Long COVID is real. It can be brutal. And it can feel like you're stuck in a body that doesn't work the way it used to. For some people, it's fatigue. For some, it's brain fog. For some, it's shortness of breath, chest tightness, and weird heart symptoms. For some, it's muscle pain, joint pain, insomnia, anxiety, depression, dizziness, or feeling like your nervous system is constantly stuck in fight or flight. And one of the most frustrating parts is that a lot of basic lab work comes back normal. So, you start questioning yourself. Or worse, other people start questioning you. But long COVID is not a mental thing. It's a multi-system inflammatory condition that can involve immune dysregulation, mitochondrial dysfunction, endothelial damage, autonomic nervous system dysfunction, viral persistence, and even microclotting. And that's why it's so hard to treat. Because it's not just one issue. It's like your body gets stuck in a loop. A loop of inflammation, oxidative stress, immune confusion, and nervous system imbalance. So today we're going to break this down in a way that makes sense. We're going to talk about what long COVID might be doing inside the body. Then we're going to talk about peptides and supportive compounds that people are using to help with recovery. Not as a cure, not as a miracle, but as tools. Tools to reduce inflammation, support mitochondria, repair tissue, regulate immunity, and improve quality of life. Because long COVID recovery often isn't one big dramatic breakthrough. It's usually a slow stacking of small wins. And peptides, for some people, can be one of those wins. Now, let's start with the basics. What is long COVID? Long COVID is generally defined as symptoms lasting longer than 4 weeks after an acute COVID infection. But in real life, most people are talking about symptoms lasting months, sometimes years. And these symptoms can come and go. You can feel like you're improving, and then one stressful week, one night of poor sleep, or one intense workout can cause a crash. That crash is one of the most common things people describe. It's called post-exertional malaise, meaning you do something normal like clean the house, go grocery shopping, or work a full day, and your body responds like you ran a marathon. You crash. You feel poisoned. Your fatigue gets worse. Your brain fog gets worse. Your heart rate gets weird. And suddenly you're back to square one. This is why long COVID is often compared to chronic fatigue syndrome, also known as ME-CFS. Now, what are the big theories behind long COVID? There are a few. One is immune dysregulation, meaning your immune system never fully resets after the infection. It stays activated. It stays irritated. It stays in this state of chronic low-grade inflammation. Another theory is viral persistence, meaning the virus or fragments of it remain in tissues and keep triggering inflammation. Another is endothelial dysfunction. Endothelial cells line your blood vessels. And if those are damaged, blood flow can be impaired, oxygen delivery can drop, and inflammation increases. This is a huge deal because the endothelium controls circulation, oxygenation, and even clotting balance. Then there's mitochondrial dysfunction. Mitochondria are your energy factories. If your mitochondria are damaged or suppressed, you feel like you're running on empty. Even if you're sleeping, even if you're eating, even if you're doing everything right. And then there's autonomic nervous system dysfunction. This is where people get symptoms like POTS. Postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. That's when your heart rate spikes when you stand up. You feel dizzy. You feel like you can't tolerate heat. You get adrenaline surges. You get anxiety, even if you don't feel anxious mentally. and you may feel like your nervous system is constantly in overdrive. Now here's the important part. All of these systems are connected. Inflammation affects mitochondria. Mitochondrial dysfunction increases oxidative stress. Oxidative stress damages the endothelium. Endothelial damage affects oxygenation. Poor oxygenation worsens fatigue. Chronic stress worsens immune dysfunction. And immune dysfunction worsens inflammation. It becomes a loop. So when we talk about peptides for long COVID, we're really talking about peptides that may help interrupt that loop. Now, I want to give you a mindset shift. If you're dealing with long COVID, the goal is not to push through. That mindset will destroy you, because long COVID is not about laziness. It's about the body's inability to properly regulate energy, oxygen, and inflammation. So recovery looks more like rebuilding. Slowly.
Strategically.
Like you're rehabbing a serious injury. And peptides can support that rehab process. So let's get into the peptides. The first peptide I want to talk about is thymosin alpha-1. This is one of the most talked about peptides for immune modulation. And that's the key word. Modulation. Not stimulation. Not suppression. Modulation. Thymosin alpha-1 has been studied for immune balance and T-cell function. And what's interesting is that long COVID appears to involve T-cell exhaustion, immune imbalance, and abnormal inflammatory signaling. Thymosin alpha-1 is used in many protocols for chronic viral issues because it can help normalize immune function. A lot of people describe improved resilience, less frequent crashes, better recovery from exertion, and sometimes improved brain fog. Now, this isn't guaranteed, but it's a strong candidate in the long COVID peptide conversation. And it's also commonly stacked with thymulin, which is another thymic peptide that supports immune regulation. Now, let's talk about another big one. BPC-157. BPC-157 is often called the body protection compound. It is one of the most popular peptides in the peptide world for injury repair, inflammation reduction, and gut healing. And gut healing is a massive piece of long COVID. A lot of people don't realize how much long COVID affects the gut. COVID can disrupt the microbiome. It can increase gut permeability. It can create chronic inflammation in the digestive tract. And when the gut is inflamed, the immune system stays inflamed, because most of your immune system is connected to your gut. So BPC-157 is often used for long COVID because it may support tissue repair, reduce inflammation, and support gastrointestinal recovery. Some people report improved stomach symptoms. Some report reduced body pain. Some report improved tolerance to activity. And in many cases, BPC-157 is used alongside TB-500, which brings us to the next peptide. TB-500, also known as thymosin beta 4 fragment. TB-500 is often used for systemic healing, tissue repair, and inflammation reduction. It's widely used in recovery protocols, especially when someone feels like their muscles and connective tissues are not bouncing back. Long COVID can create a strange weakness, like your muscles don't respond, like your body feels heavy. TB-500 is often included because it's more systemic than BPC-157. They're like a duo. BPC-157 is often described as more targeted and gut-focused. TB-500 is often described as more whole-body repair-focused. And together, they may support recovery from chronic inflammation and tissue damage. Now, let's talk about something huge for long COVID. Mitochondrial peptides. Because if you've got long COVID fatigue, your mitochondria are probably struggling. One of the most interesting peptides for this is SS-31, also known as elamipretide. SS-31 is a mitochondria-targeting peptide that has been studied for improving mitochondrial function and reducing oxidative stress. And if you've ever heard someone describe long COVID fatigue as feeling like their cells are suffocating, this is why. When mitochondria don't work properly, ADP production drops. ADP is energy. So SS-31 is often used in protocols for fatigue, aging, neurodegeneration, and chronic inflammation. Now, SS-31 is not cheap. And it's not as common as BPC or TB500. But it's one of the most logical peptide options when we're talking about post-viral fatigue and mitochondrial damage. Another mitochondrial support peptide is MOC. MOC is often used in metabolic support, mitochondrial communication, insulin sensitivity, and energy regulation. A lot of people use MOC for fat loss. But it's not just a fat loss peptide. It's more like a metabolic optimizer. And in long COVID, metabolism often gets disrupted. Blood sugar gets weird. Inflammation increases insulin resistance. Energy production tanks. So MOC may help support cellular energy signaling and resilience. Now, another peptide that comes up in long COVID conversations is Epithalon. Epithalon is associated with longevity protocols, telomere support research, sleep improvement, and circadian rhythm regulation. And long COVID often destroys sleep. It can create insomnia. It can create unrefreshing sleep. It can create night sweats. Or it can create that weird feeling where you sleep 10 hours and wake up exhausted. Epithalon is often used in cycles, and many people report improved sleep quality. And when sleep improves, inflammation improves, immune function improves, mood improves, recovery improves. So even though Epithalon isn't specifically a long COVID peptide, it fits into the long COVID recovery category because sleep is foundational. Now, let's talk about brain fog. Because brain fog is one of the most common symptoms people report. And brain fog is not just forgetfulness. It's like you can't access your brain. You can't find words. You lose track mid-sentence. You can't focus. You can't retain information. You feel detached. Sometimes it even feels like mild dementia. This is terrifying for people. And it often comes with anxiety and depression. Now, two peptides that are commonly used for brain function are CMAX and C-Link. CMAX is often used for focus, motivation, cognition, and mental clarity. C-Link is often used for anxiety reduction, nervous system balance, and mood stabilization. Long COVID can create neuroinflammation. It can disrupt neurotransmitters. It can dysregulate cortisol. So CMAX and C-Link are often used as supportive peptides to help people feel mentally functional again. And for some people, this is the difference between being able to work and not being able to work. Now, I want to be clear. These peptides are not guaranteed. And they are not a replacement for medical evaluation. But they are widely discussed in peptide communities because of how many people report improvement in cognition, anxiety, and overall mental stamina. Now, let's talk about something else that long COVID can wreck. The nervous system. This is where people start getting symptoms like adrenaline dumps, heart palpitations, feeling like their body is buzzing, feeling like their skin is crawling, feeling overstimulated, or feeling like they can't handle noise, light, crowds, or stress. This is nervous system dysregulation, and it's very common. One peptide that people use to support nervous system recovery is VIP, vasoactive intestinal peptide. VIP is sometimes used in protocols related to chronic inflammatory response syndrome. It has effects on inflammation, immune regulation, and neurovascular function. Now, VIP is a more advanced peptide. It's not usually a beginner peptide, but it's worth mentioning because it comes up often in long COVID discussions, especially for people with persistent respiratory symptoms, inflammation, and neurological dysfunction. Another peptide sometimes mentioned is thymosin alpha, one combined with immune support compounds, because nervous system dysfunction can be driven by chronic immune activation. Now, let's talk about inflammation, because inflammation is the engine of long COVID. And if you can reduce inflammation, you can reduce symptoms. Not always completely, but you can reduce the severity. One peptide that comes up for inflammation is KPV. KPV is a fragment of alpha MSH. It is often used for gut inflammation, immune calming, and inflammatory skin conditions. But it also has broader anti-inflammatory potential. Since long COVID often includes gut inflammation, histamine issues, and immune overactivation, KPV is sometimes used as a supportive peptide. Now, let's talk about histamine intolerance. Because many long COVID people develop symptoms that look like MCOS, mast cell activation syndrome. This can include flushing, itching, anxiety, racing heart, insomnia, food sensitivities, swelling, headaches, and random allergic type reactions. This is why so many long COVID people end up on antihistamines. Now, peptides are not antihistamines, but some peptides may help reduce inflammation and immune dysregulation that contributes to mast cell activation. KPV is one. Thymosin alpha, one may help regulate immune imbalance. BPC, 157 may help heal the gut lining. And when the gut heals, histamine reactions often calm down, because the gut is a major site of mast cell activity. So even though peptides aren't directly mast cell blockers, they may indirectly help by improving gut integrity and immune balance. Now, let's talk about another piece of long COVID. Endothelial damage. This is a big one. If the endothelium is inflamed or damaged, circulation becomes less efficient. Oxygen delivery becomes less efficient. And the body feels like it's running on low power mode. Some people also believe microclotting is part of long COVID. This is still being researched, but it's a theory with growing support. So peptides that may support vascular health and tissue repair become interesting. One peptide that is often used in circulation and healing protocols is TB500. Another compound that is often used, although it's not a peptide, is nitric oxide support. And while we're not focusing on supplements today, it's worth mentioning because circulation is a major recovery target. Now, one peptide that people ask about a lot is GHKCU, copper peptide. GHKCU is known for tissue repair, skin rejuvenation, and anti-inflammatory properties. It has also been researched for wound healing and cellular signaling. Now, GHKCU is not typically the first peptide people use for long COVID, but it is sometimes included in stacks for overall recovery and inflammation reduction, especially in people who feel like their body is aging rapidly after COVID. And yes, a lot of people report that. They say, "I feel like I aged 10 years. That's inflammation. That's mitochondrial stress. That's immune dysfunction." So GHKCU is sometimes used as part of a larger repair and regeneration stack. Now, another peptide that's sometimes used for systemic recovery is NAD+. Now, NAD+ is technically a coenzyme, not a peptide. But in peptide circles, it gets grouped in. NAD+ is central to cellular energy, mitochondrial function, and DNA repair. Long COVID often creates energy dysfunction. So NAD+ injections or NAD+ precursors are commonly used to support energy and recovery. Some people report more stamina. Some report better brain clarity. Some report improved mood. Now, NAD+ can make some people feel amazing, and it can make some people feel nauseous or flushed. So dosing matters. Hydration matters. And going slow matters. Now, let's talk about the respiratory side of long COVID. Some people have persistent shortness of breath, or tightness, or reduced lung capacity, or they feel like they can't take a deep breath. This may involve inflammation, autonomic dysfunction, or lingering tissue irritation. Peptides that may support tissue healing, like BPC, 157 and TB500, are sometimes used. VIP is sometimes discussed in this category as well, but it's important to remember, breathing issues should always be evaluated medically, because long COVID can overlap with asthma, pulmonary inflammation, and even cardiovascular complications. So peptides are not a replacement for imaging, pulmonary testing, or cardiac evaluation. Now, I want to talk about one of the most overlooked aspects of long COVID, the psychological trauma. And I'm not saying long COVID is psychological. I'm saying living in a body that doesn't work is traumatic. Being dismissed is traumatic. Feeling like you lost your life is traumatic. And the nervous system stores that. Long COVID can create a loop where physical symptoms create anxiety and anxiety worsens physical symptoms. So nervous system calming is not optional. It's essential. This is why peptides like C-Link are interesting. Because C-Link is often described as calming without sedation. People say it smooths out anxiety. It reduces that edgy feeling. It helps them feel emotionally stable again. And when your nervous system calms down, your immune system often follows. Because your immune system responds to stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, inflammatory cytokines. Everything is connected. Now, let's talk about recovery strategy. Because peptides are not magic. Peptides are support. Long COVID recovery usually needs a layered approach. Step one is stabilizing the nervous system. If you're crashing constantly, you cannot rebuild. You have to stabilize. That means pacing. That means sleep. That means hydration. That means electrolytes. That means learning your limits. Step two is reducing inflammation. That may involve gut support, immune modulation, and anti-inflammatory peptides like KPV. Step three is supporting mitochondrial energy. That may involve SS31, MOC, NAD+, and gentle movement. Not intense workouts. Gentle movement. Because intense workouts can crash long COVID patients. Step four is tissue repair. This is where BPC-157 and TB-500 can come in. Step five is brain support. CMAX, C-Link, and sleep restoration protocols. And step six is rebuilding. This is where people slowly reintroduce resistance training, cardio, and higher activity levels. But it has to be gradual. Now, let's talk about what a sample peptide stack might look like conceptually. Not as medical advice, but as an educational example. A foundational stack often includes thymosin alpha, one for immune regulation, BPC-157 for gut and systemic healing, TB-500 for tissue repair and inflammation, NAD+ for cellular energy, and then either MOC or SS31 for mitochondrial support. Then, if brain fog is severe, CMAX and C-Link can be layered in. If inflammation and histamine issues are severe, KPV may be added. If sleep is destroyed, Epithalon may be cycled. This is the general framework many people discuss. But here's the truth. Long COVID is individual. Some people respond best to immune modulation. Some respond best to mitochondrial support. Some respond best to nervous system calming. And some people need all three. Now, let's talk about what not to do. One of the biggest mistakes people make is stacking too many things at once. Because if you start six peptides at once and you feel better, you won't know which one helped. And if you feel worse, you won't know which one caused it. Long COVID bodies are sensitive. So slow is fast. Start low. Add one compound at a time. Track symptoms.
Track sleep.
Track heart rate. Track crashes. Track mental clarity. And most importantly, track post-exertional malaise. Because that is one of the biggest markers of improvement. If you can do more without crashing, you're improving. Now, another mistake is thinking you can peptide your way out of long COVID without lifestyle changes. If you are not sleeping, you will not recover. If you are constantly stressed, you will not recover. If you are undereating protein and nutrients, you will not recover. If you are overtraining, you will crash. Long COVID is a condition that punishes pushing too hard. So pacing is part of treatment. Now let's talk about the emotional side again, because I want you to hear this. If you have long COVID, your body is not betraying you. Your body is trying to survive. It got hit hard, and it is stuck in a defensive state. Peptides are not forcing the body. They're supporting the body. They're giving signals, repair signals, calming signals, energy signals, immune signals. That's why peptides are so interesting in long COVID. Because long COVID is a signaling problem. The body is sending the wrong messages. Or it's stuck sending the same message over and over. Inflammation. Fatigue. Stress response. Immune activation. Peptides may help shift the message. Now, let's break down each major symptom category and the peptide strategies people discuss.
First, fatigue.
Fatigue is usually mitochondrial plus inflammation. For fatigue, the most common peptide-related tools are SS31, MOC, NAD+, and sometimes thymosin alpha. One if immune dysregulation is driving the fatigue. Some people also report improved fatigue with BPC, 157 because it reduces systemic inflammation and supports gut repair. Second, brain fog. Brain fog strategies include CMAX, C-Link, NAD+, and sometimes Epithalon if sleep is part of the issue. Brain fog can also be worsened by histamine intolerance, so gut support with BPC, 157, and KPV may indirectly help. Third, body pain and inflammation. This is where BPC, 157, and TB-500 are commonly used. GHKCU may be added, and KPV may be used if inflammation is gut-driven. Fourth, immune instability. Thymosin alpha, 1 is the top peptide discussed here. Some people also combine it with thymic peptides like thymulin. Fifth, anxiety and nervous system symptoms. C-Link is often used. CMAX can sometimes help with motivation and focus, but in sensitive people it can feel stimulating, so C-Link is often the better starting point for anxious long COVID patients. Sixth, sleep disruption. Epithalon cycles are often used, and nervous system calming can also improve sleep. Now, I want to talk about something that doesn't get discussed enough. Long COVID can cause hormone disruption. Some people have thyroid issues after COVID. Some people have cortisol dysregulation. Some women have menstrual cycle disruption. Some men report testosterone changes. So while peptides are great, it's also important to evaluate basic labs. Thyroid, iron, ferritin, vitamin D, B12, inflammatory markers, blood sugar. Because if your ferritin is low, you will feel like death. If your vitamin D is low, your immune system won't regulate. If your thyroid is off, you won't have energy. So peptides are not a substitute for foundational health. They are an enhancement. Now, let's talk about realistic timelines. Because people want to know how long does it take. Long COVID recovery is not linear. But many people report improvements within weeks of the right protocol. Others take months. And some people need a year or longer. But improvement is possible. And even if you don't get back to 100%, many people get their life back in a meaningful way. Now, let's talk about safety. Because this matters. Long COVID can involve cardiovascular risk, microclotting risk, inflammation risk, autonomic instability. So if someone has chest pain, fainting, severe shortness of breath, leg swelling, or neurological symptoms, peptides are not the first step. Medical evaluation is. Also, peptides are not regulated like prescription medication. Quality matters. Sterility matters. Dosing matters. And if you are using injectable peptides, sterile technique matters. So education and sourcing are critical. Now, let's talk about what success looks like. Success in long COVID recovery might look like waking up and not feeling like you got hit by a truck. It might look like walking around the block without crashing. It might look like being able to work a full day again. It might look like reading a book and actually remembering what you read. It might look like going out with friends without feeling like you need 3 days to recover. It might look like sleeping through the night. It might look like feeling calm again. And if you're listening to this and you're currently in the thick of it, I want you to remember something. You are not behind. You are not failing. Your body is recovering from something that medicine is still trying to fully understand. Now, let's talk about one more important category. Inflammation in the brain. Neuroinflammation. COVID can cross into the nervous system. It can trigger inflammatory cytokines. It can disrupt neurotransmitters. This is why some people feel personality changes after COVID. They feel depressed. They feel emotionally flat. They feel anxious. They feel like their spark is gone. Peptides like CMAX and C-Link are popular here, but also mitochondrial support like SS31 and NAD+ can help because brain energy is heavily dependent on mitochondria. So a brain fog protocol often looks like a combination approach. Nervous system plus mitochondria plus inflammation reduction. Now let's talk about why some people get worse when they try supplements or peptides. This can happen, and it doesn't mean it won't work. It may mean the body is too sensitive. It may mean detox pathways are overwhelmed. It may mean histamine issues are flaring. Or it may mean the dosing is too aggressive. Long COVID people often need smaller doses. slower ramping, and more rest between changes. This is why some protocols use cycles, on and off, to let the body adapt. Now, I want to talk about pacing again, because pacing is not laziness. Pacing is intelligence. If your body crashes after exertion, you need to treat exertion like a drug. You need to dose it. You need to measure it. You need to titrate it, because too much exertion is like overdosing. So if you're stacking peptides and still crashing, it may not mean the peptides aren't working. It may mean your activity level is still exceeding your recovery capacity. So the goal is to expand your capacity gradually. Now let's talk about one more peptide that gets mentioned. CJC, 1295, and Ipamorlin. These are growth hormone secretagogues. They stimulate growth hormone release. Now, growth hormone is involved in tissue repair, recovery, and metabolic function. Some people use CJC and Ipamorlin to support healing, sleep, and recovery. However, in long COVID, this is a more advanced approach. Because if inflammation is still high, adding growth pathways too early may not feel good. But in the rebuilding phase, it may be helpful for some people, especially if muscle wasting has occurred or if recovery is slow. Now, I want to talk about the long COVID body. A lot of people say, I don't recognize my body anymore. You gain weight easier. You lose muscle easier. You feel inflamed. Your appetite changes. Your cravings change. Your metabolism feels broken. This is not just in your head. Inflammation affects insulin. Inflammation affects cortisol. Inflammation affects thyroid conversion. Inflammation affects sex hormones. So metabolic peptides like MOSC can be helpful. And sometimes GLP-1 related peptides are used. But again, this is something that should be done with medical supervision, especially if you have blood sugar issues. Now, let's talk about the gut again, because gut healing is foundational. If your gut is inflamed, you will have systemic inflammation. And if you have systemic inflammation, long COVID symptoms persist. So BPC-157 is popular. KPV is popular. And many people also focus heavily on microbiome support, because the gut is like the immune control center. Now, if you're wondering, what's the best peptide for long COVID? There is no single best peptide. But if I had to list the most commonly discussed heavy hitters, it would be thymosin alpha, one for immune modulation. BPC-157 for inflammation and gut repair. TB-500 for systemic healing. SS-31 for mitochondrial fatigue. MOSC for metabolic and mitochondrial signaling. NAD+ for cellular energy. CMAX and C-Link for brain fog and nervous system regulation. KPV for gut inflammation and immune calming. Epithalon for sleep and circadian rhythm restoration. And VIP as an advanced option for inflammation and neurovascular support. Now, I want to say something important. Even though peptides can be powerful, you still need the basics. Hydration. Electrolytes. Protein. Anti-inflammatory nutrition. Sleep. Nervous system regulation. Sunlight. And gentle movement. Because peptides can support healing, but they cannot replace the environment your body needs to heal. Now, I want to close this episode with a hopeful message. Long COVID can feel like a prison. It can feel like your old life is gone. But recovery is possible. And even if recovery is slow, every small improvement matters. If you can walk farther, if you can think clearer, if you can sleep better, if you can go 1 week without a crash, that is progress. And peptides may be one of the tools that helps you get there. Just remember to approach it like a strategy. Not like desperation. Start slow. Track your response. And work with a qualified professional when possible. Because the goal is not to throw everything at the wall. The goal is to rebuild your body step by step. This podcast episode is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not medical advice. Peptides and research compounds are not FDA approved for the treatment of long COVID. Always talk to a qualified medical professional before starting, stopping, or combining any medication, supplement, peptide, or injectable therapy. If you have chest pain, trouble breathing, severe fatigue that is worsening, fainting, neurological symptoms, or signs of blood clots, seek emergency care immediately. Thanks for listening. Keep learning and stay curious.